And once again, we're back on KDNS 94.1. We have a new segment called Coach's Rewind. Beloit High School Trojans will be on Tuesday around 6:30 on KDNS 94.1 and 7:30 on KZDY 96.3. Coach Brad Gober, nice win, 52-8 on Friday down at Lyons. Kind of talk about everything but the bus trip down there.
Yeah, it was a little bit of a trip, you know, for game one, but our kids were really excited, and I thought we did a lot of good things, and, you know, they were excited to be out there playing the game, and you know, been a jamboree last week that gave us a little bit of a taste of what it's like to be on the road and do stuff, but there's still nothing like that first game.
Well, Coach, I don't know where to start because there's three segments of the game that I'm so excited about. The quarterbacks, the running back, Joel Rex wrote, and then, of course, the offensive line. But guys really needs to start the offensive line. How did they do in their first outing with that 1,200-pound crew?
Yeah, they did a good job, you know. You know, it's tough sometimes. You play, you know, like Lyons, you know, they retreated a lot on some things, and so it was kind of tough to gauge, you know, some of the different blocks that we had, but early on especially, you know, I thought we did a really good job establishing the line of scrimmage. You know, it all starts with them up front, and you know, they set the tone early with the run game, and then you know, because the conditions weren't great, you know, we stood in 2 inches of water on the sideline all night, and it had rained there all day long, and it just stopped raining at like 6 there, so it was a very wet field, but you know, we were able to establish the run game in that and be just fine.
Well, Coach, you didn't need Joel Rex wrote a lot, but this is a two-part question. One, how did he look in his outing? And you know, the word around the state is you stop Joel Rex wrote, you stop Beloit. What's your reaction to those two questions?
Yeah, no, we didn't have to use him very much, you know, especially really in general this year. We have a lot of kids that can do some different things. You know, we got, you know, Truett's able to run the football. Paxton Fouts is a very, very good back as a young guy, as a sophomore, you know, and then Joel, and then we can spread the ball around, throwing it a little bit and get some of our receivers involved in the running game. So, yeah, I mean, I think Joel obviously is, you know, is our best offensive player, skill player, and, you know, he's going to be our workhorse when we need him. But he looked good, you know, gave him 10 carries and had a couple scores and, you know, did a lot of good stuff. So, yeah, I think it was a good first outing for him.
Well, Coach, talk about your quarterback situation. Sound like you started Truett King, but obviously Hudson Remus will be playing a lot, different positions. You get a kid to stand on the sideline. Kind of talk about the quarterback situation after you watched film and got through your first win.
Yeah, no, Truett did a good job as a freshman, you know, making his first career start. You know, there's a lot of things, little things we got to work on, you know, with him still, you know, as with any young guy, or I say young guy, but really any inexperienced quarterback, you know, things that we have to improve on. But, you know, for our first game, I thought he played really well and let the game come to him. And, you know, we didn't ask him to do too much. And so it allowed him to kind of play a little free and you know, have a good night. And then Hudson did a good job when he was in that quarterback there in the second half. And we're rotating that corner now, and he did a good job out there too. And it's kind of funny, when he got to the sideline, he was so excited because he was about ready to get an interception. You could see it. And Joel came out of nowhere and took it from him. Hudson did a good job at corner as well.
Well, Coach, you got some beast up front defensively. I can't imagine anybody would run on you. And I know a few kids were telling me they were a little disappointed that they scored on it, but you give everybody a fair chance to play, and everybody played well, and things happen that once in a while you're going to get scored on. But bottom line is you got what you wanted out of the game. Kind of talk about the defense and specialty teams.
Yeah, I mean, listen, anytime you get up big, you know, it's great to get those young guys in there to get their feet wet, you know, on varsity. And, you know, they did a good job. They really did a really good job holding them for the most part there towards the end. And ultimately, their varsity scored there at the end. But, you know, those young kids got valuable experience on there on a Friday night. And that's what it's really about for them. And so it was really cool to see them play and you know, continue to improve. And then, special teams was good for the most part. Our BAT team, we had a little bit of an issue on that one, on the last one. But as far as our two-point conversions look good, and defensively we played well. You know, it was a different kind of scheme. We were super vanilla on defense too, and so it just kind of allowed us to, you know, kind of just play. And our D-line, Rex Schaub, you know, cross camera had 9 tackles. And so our linebackers didn't have to do very much with the D-line making every play.
Well, Coach, you got to open a new animal, Matus Family Football Stadium, and artificial turf tonight. Kids get to practice on it. How will you keep the kids focused? And just is it going to be like the first dip in the pool in the spring to test the water, or what will happen tonight or this week when you get to finally be on that awesome new field turf?
Yeah, no, we're super excited to be down there at the Matus Family Sports Complex. I mean, it's going to be an awesome experience, and especially today, you know, when you think about all the rain we had, you know, this, you know, we had almost 2.5-3 inches of rain, I'm guessing, today, and that would have caused problems on our practice field for 2 days at least. And we know that today, that when we get outside, it's going to be great conditions. There's going to be no issues, no difference, and you know, our kids are excited to be out there, and it's going to be a really good opportunity for our kids to you know, just continue to practice and get better.
Well, Coach, a little better team this week, and you get to play on artificial turf, so the practicing on Matus Family Stadium turf will be nice when you head into Concordia. What do you know about the Panthers this year?
You know, they're a team that, you know, obviously they played a really tough team to start in Wamego, and so you know, Wamego was really good on defense, and so you know, they played really well, and so you know, it was tough to tell a little bit, but Concordia, I know they're gonna be better than last year, and they got some skilled kids that are really good, and their quarterback's really good, and so you know, they're gonna be ready for us for sure. You know, it's a rivalry, and you can throw records out the book. You know, it doesn't really matter. It's you know, we've lost them, and they had a losing record, and we've had a winning record, and so. Like those things don't matter when you get to a rivalry game. And so we're just going to be focused and do our jobs, and we'll be just fine.
Well, Coach, any scores across the state that kind of surprised you, or anything unusual happened that you heard of across the state in football this on Friday night, the opener?
No, I'm not really. I mean, I was really happy for Coach Crow over at Hayes. He's a great guy and a great coach. And beating Derby at Derby was a pretty cool thing. So proud of him. But no, yeah, I'm so focused on our team, I don't pay attention to a lot of what's going on around the state, really.
Yes, sir. Well, Coach, appreciate it. Congratulations on getting to open practice on the new field turf, headed to Concordia, and keep beating the drums loud. And not going to be very long. You got to focus this week, and then next week's going to be one heck of a celebration. Congrats on your win, and congrats on the field turf, and keep things moving, and we'll talk to you next week.
Sounds good. Thank you.